top stories today. The US President Barack Obama has condemned the latest fatal police shooting, saying the attacks on police are an attack on the rule of law. Three officers have been killed and three others injured in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The suspect was shot dead. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government may consider reinstating the death penalty after that attempted coup. The Turkish government has detained 6,000 people in relation to the failed attempt. Almost 300 people were killed in the unrest. The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will today unveil some new faces in his ministry. Mr Turnbull has promised to listen keenly to backbenchers' concerns about the budget plan to curb a range of superannuation tax concessions. Since the close election result, a relatively small but vocal group of backbenchers has publicly criticised the policy. The New South Wales Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority will today brief the Deputy Premier on the ability of the Eels Rugby League Club Board to continue functioning. The authority has the power to sack the board and appoint a temporary administrator.